With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House says negotiations with Tehran are on a positive note.
Despite all of the public posturing you hear from the regime and false reporting, talks are continuing and going well. What is said publicly is, of course, much different than what's being communicated to us privately.
And that is White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. Now, Iran has struck a key water and electrical plant in Kuwait and an oil refinery in Israel. On the other side of the coin, the U.S. and Israel launching a new wave of strikes on Iran. President Trump is threatening widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources and other vital infrastructure, potentially including desalination plants. And Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and a few other Gulf allies are calling on the United States to keep prosecuting the war against Iran, saying the month of strikes has not weakened Tehran enough. The man who crashed his pickup into a Detroit area synagogue earlier this month was carrying out an attack inspired by Hezbollah and had sought to inflict much damage as he possibly could. FBI Special Agent in Charge Jennifer Runyon quotes from video sent by Ayman Ghazali to his sister.
This is the largest gathering of Israelis in the state of Michigan, in the United States. I have booby-trapped the car. I will forcibly enter and start shooting them. God willing, I will kill as many of them as I possibly can. He sends a quick 3-second video with the same screenshot shortly after and types the message, a special operation.
He did exchange gunfire with a guard in the temple and then took his own life. This is SRN News. Well, a new snapshot of religious radio in the United States. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are races in 30 states this year for attorney general and groups that support these candidates spending big bucks. Pro-life advocates trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go out of state medical providers and get them who prescribe abortion pills by telehealth. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has a message for young Americans looking for work. Don't be discouraged, even with the threat of artificial intelligence. Addressing Harvard University economics students Monday, Powell says the Fed will keep a very close eye on inflation amid oil price hikes.
Because you can have a series of these supply shocks, and that can lead, you know, the public generally, businesses, price setters, households, lead them to start expecting higher inflation over time. Why wouldn't they? At the end of a certain number of years, the inflation is now just higher, and that can happen. So you monitor that very, very carefully.
Authorities say a 15-year-old student has shot and wounded a teacher in a small-town high school near San Antonio, Texas. No other injuries were reported. Law enforcement spokesman says the teacher was taken to a nearby hospital. The student later took his own life. More details, srnnews.com.